if he had more leisure time to go off to the golf course.
That poor guy, he just works so hard.
Now, I know that was a difficult commentary about the groomer language, but what I want to point out is Republicans, you know, they are warping the language rapidly, and they are perverting the language, and they're accusing some very loaded words at people, right? Not because there's any truth behind it, but because it's stunning, and it's people are taken aback, and the evil that they contain, even a Supreme Court justice, what, she's pro-pedophile because she didn't throw them all in the jail and throw away the key? I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's getting worse by the day. And over at CNN, The Point, more from Chris Cillizza. This Republican governor now says Democrats stole the election from Donald Trump. This is a new campaign ad. I mean, they're not faking it anymore. They're just making it up. I guess that would be faking it, but let me give you a little of the reporting here. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey finds herself in a crowded primary. She seeks a second term. And so she's resorting to a tried and true tactic in today's Republican Party, insisting without proof that the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. Do they offer proof on any of their assertions anymore, Fancy Brian?
Why would you?
You're a pedophile. What's your proof? Doesn't matter. You're evil. What's your proof? Doesn't matter. Donald Trump had the election stolen. Do you have any proof? Does it matter? Apparently not. Here is what she said in a new campaign ad. The fake news, big tech, and blue state liberals stole the election from Donald Trump, Ivy says, at the start of her latest ad, running in advance of the state's May 24th primary. But here in Alabama, we're making sure that never happens. Ivy goes on to note that the state has not and will not send absentee ballots to everyone and their brother and his banned corrupt curbside voting. Our results will always be audited. The left is probably offended, she says, at the ad's conclusion. So be it. As long as I'm governor, I'm going to protect your vote. As Cillizza writes, which candidly is likely to play well in a primary where Ivy faces a well-funded challenge from Lindy Blanchard, who was the ambassador to Slovenia during the Trump administration, among a bevy of others. The problem, of course, apparently with the ad, according to Cillizza, is that none of it's true. There is zero evidence of widespread fraud in the 2020 election. None, zilch. Not only that, but there has never been any widespread fraud found in a presidential election. None. Zilch. Zero. Never. The notion that there is a major problem that governors like Ivy have to fix is utter fiction. What she's doing is throwing out buzzwords. Corrupt curbside voting. Audit. Why not a cyber audit? That she knows the Trump base and maybe the former president himself will respond to. And that's it. Let's investigate Ivy's assertion that Alabama will always audit the vote. First of all, the vast majority of states already audit the presidential vote. Alabama's legislature passed a measure last month that would authorize an audit of the 2022 vote in three counties. Second, in many of the most contested states in 2020, audits took place. Take Georgia, for one, where there was two machine recounts and a third statewide manual recount, all of which confirmed that Joe Biden narrowly beat Trump in the state. These are the undisputed facts. American elections are already pretty well protected from widespread fraud. The unfortunate reality, of course, is that Ivy's ad will likely accomplish what she wants it to in this race, branding her as part of the election deniers, led by the former president. Increasingly, believing in a debunked conspiracy theory is the price of admission for Republican politics these days. So they're running on the stolen 2020 election. They're running on this false allegation that everybody's a groomer. If you don't sign off on the Ron DeSantis, don't say gay bill, you're a groomer. Now, most people, and I saw some polling on that very topic over the weekend. You know, it's a complicated issue. Depends on who you ask and how you even ask the question. Whether or not, you know, people are supportive of the Don't Say Gay bill, as it's been labeled. Well, here's the part people support. The fact that you would teach young children, let's say a second grader, a first grader, a kindergartner, about sexual gender identity. The vast majority of the American people aren't really down for that. But what they are less clear about is when you talk about the age appropriateness of teaching these things in the classroom, it can have a chilling prior effect. Meaning, what is age appropriate? Is it age appropriate for a high school student to know that their teacher might be gay, might have a same-sex spouse? Is that age appropriate? Well, let's not forget, we talked about all the way back at the beginning of this show, the woman in Texas that was arrested for murder for apparently a self-induced abortion in the state of Texas. Well, it's not yet illegal in Texas to have an abortion, even to self-administer an abortion. That's not murder. But what did they do with the Texas abortion law? They made everyone a vigilante. They made everyone capable of suing their neighbor, right? That was the deal. That is the perhaps worst part about the Texas abortion law. That and the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court has allowed this to stand, despite the fact it stands in direct contrast to Roe v. Wade. And we talked about earlier in the show, I think Roe v. Wade will be overturned by midsummer. By the 4th of July, there will be no more Roe v. Wade. And we're going to see what these Republicans really think of gay people, transgender people. And if you don't think like they do, if you don't lead with your biblical nature, even though I don't see a lot in the Bible, Jesus Christ wasn't anti-gay, but they sure are. And it's the cultural war. It's the wedge issue that they're seeking. It's just what they need. They think it's just what the doctor ordered. So anyways, we're going to see a lot of fiction in the political atmosphere, whether it's the stealing of the last election, accusing someone of being a pedophile or a groomer. I mean, these are pretty strong accusations being leveled without any proof, without any semblance of how harmful they can be. But this is what it means to be a Republican in this day and age. And they don't care who they hurt. But what else are they going to say? They don't have a governing platform. I mean, their whole platform is support the guy who's still lying about winning the last election, right? That's the only thing that matters to them. That's not exactly a platform to govern on. But Republicans are long since past governing. Did you notice? When's the last time Republicans passed anything? Oh, yeah, the Trump tax cuts. They gave tax cuts to very rich people. That's the only thing they stand for. Rich people and accusing their political opponents. And, you know, it's hardly like the Republican Party doesn't have a few groomers in their midst. Their names are Donald Trump and Matt Gaetz. What'd the former president say about the young girls he'd meet at the escalator? I'll be dating her in 10 years. I'd call that grooming behavior, but, you know, I hate to project. Come back. My little buddy joining us for the happier happy hour. I hope you stick around. It's 5 o'clock, and it's time to party up in here.
It's wildly off, and dead people voted, and illegals voted. Okay. So that's my
What the hell does that mean?
I signed something saying that if I'm wrong, I can go to prison. Okay. Did you?
Lady, you're scaring us.